Back today with Dr. Brett Carver, the OSU Wheat Improvement Team. We're at Lahoma today. So first of all, let's talk a little bit about the differences and kind of what you're seeing. This is a lot of variety tours that you've been on. So what are the differences that you're seeing in these places?
Oh, it still just comes down to water. You know, who had water, who didn't. And the hot, dry winds, of course, aren't helping. But we're still seeing some amazing wheat considering the conditions. And I've seen some really poor wheat, even in our breeding nurseries. That just didn't have maybe one critical rainfall. That's all it lacked. Otherwise, I think we would have cleared the fence. We wouldn't be in a, 80 bushel range, but we'd be in a very decent yield range.
But you had some things that you were excited about today. We talked a little bit about those in Chickasha, but we're trying to get better quality and more protein and adding those together. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, adding those together, but keeping the yield.
Right.
Okay, we don't want to have any sacrifice in yield, and we don't. That's the beauty of this. It's the unspoken part of the story that will not be heard, but believe me, mm-hmm. We're keeping that yield potential. We're going into places with quality that we haven't been before. I thought with Baker's Ann, I mentioned that today, other varieties like it, Butler's Gold's another one. Those are unique levels of quality, but it's a balanced kind of quality. Mm-hmm. So we have really good strength. We have really good extensibility, which is what we need to make a loaf of bread and other bread products. We have good protein. We have good water absorption. But now we're saying, okay, let's focus in on one of those, that being dough strength, because that is a key characteristic. It's not the only thing. I know that. And you talk to the baking industry, they'll tell you the same thing. But it's a key part of meeting a demand for a different industry today. It's working a lot faster and working a lot harder with the dough. So if we can add that dough strength and even build it beyond what we have now in the exceptional varieties of like Baker's Ann, we're in a different place. And that's where we are today.
Well, how do we change? How do we change the value of our wheat gluten? Because, I feel like if it was easy, we'd have already done it, right?
It wasn't easy. This was a 10-year process. Mm-hmm. And thanks to the Wheat Commission for helping us along the way. And OGI, with all the investments that went into this, mm-hmm. You start with at 2012, but there's no downtime. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that. Each and every year we did something different to get from point A to point Z. So we started with crosses in 2012 where we worked with certain backgrounds, genetic backgrounds, we thought would be a good receptor mm-hmm. for a glutenin or gluten protein that really, it's in snow mass. It's already in snow mass. Nothing new there.
Yeah.
But now we need to redistribute that protein in other places. We did get lucky. We chose the right backgrounds. Mm-hmm. Not always, but enough mm-hmm. that we were successful in creating a Gallagher background with this unique level of dose strength thanks to the protein that was present in snow mass. It's the combination of those two factors. It's the background plus the unique gluten protein or what we call the glutenin that made this magic work. It doesn't always work.
Yeah. Well, and we saw some varieties today, some experimental varieties that were kind of trying to combine those traits. So how did everything look?
Well, in the drought, I'm pretty pleased.
Yeah.
We're not losing on drought stress tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, relying on a background or a donor like snow mass,
right.
Which comes from the high plains, the eastern part of Colorado, it has its days
yeah.
of drought stress tolerance as well. So, we weren't going backwards in that direction. So I'm really pleased with just how responsive this high-quality germplasm has been to a pretty rugged environment to make yield.
And then you even said this is a monumental time for the program. So why are you saying that right now?
We've never been here before. I've never had the conversations this deep into the industry mm-hmm. before now. And having those conversations allows us to make better decisions, I think. Mm-hmm. And so some of those decisions had to do with the quality characteristics that we had to select for. I didn't have that input 10 years ago. We have that now. And so now we can make decisions we never made before. And so it puts us in a place we've never been before. That's why I call this a monumental time in our program.
We also talked about, you were pretty excited about double stop CL and adding something to that package yeah. to get your end results. So talk to us a little bit about that process.
Yeah, the one piece we wanted to add first was barley yellow dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
Not just good tolerance, not just resistance, but outright immunity.
Mm-hmm.
And we can get that, again, we have to use some different genetics we've never used before with double stop. We made that combination, and I think we've got that characteristic. We also wanted to improve upon leaf rust, disease resistance. We did that with Strad to some extent, but We're doing that now more and going either with the Clearfield trait or without the Clearfield trait. That's a decision we did not make, you know, as recent as 5 years ago. We just kept everything in Clearfield with double stop. We didn't try to test the water and go outside the Clearfield trait system. Now we're using it in both places. And man, that has been another game changer for us, because double stop is such a good breeding stock. It's a great variety, but it's a great breeding stock. We were not utilizing that breeding stock like we should have been.
So how close are we to releasing some varieties?
Well, the high dose strength, what we're waiting on now is how much is needed.
Yeah.
How much can the industry use? Mm-hmm. Because we have the material, we're ready to release it. We have to go through a patent process. Of course, you know, once that is done, we're ready to go. But I don't see any hangups there. We could go this summer if we had all the information, which I think we will. On the double stop derivatives, we could, if we could narrow down that set of 10 to one, we could definitely go this summer. But, you know, we're looking one to 2 years.
Okay.
And coaxium is not far behind.
That's right. So exciting times for the wheat breeding program.
It really is. I'm just glad to be a part of it, glad to be part of what's going on at OSU. Really good place to be.
Well, thank you so much for visiting with us.
Thank you.